Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Some character closed the door on me.
Oh, I guess the character was me. What's that?
Oh, it's the boys' radio left to be fixed. I thought they might want it over the weekend.
Oh, fine. I think Beaver will be here, but Wally's invited away for the weekend.
Well, don't tell me the Haskells have asked him over to be a good influence on Eddie again.
No, some boy by the name of Scott asked him.
Scott? Do we know him or his parents?
No, he's a new boy at school. I never heard of him.
Well, you didn't give Wally an answer, did you?
I thought I'd wait and let you turn him down.
That kind of parent? I'm going to be absolutely fair about this. I'm going to get all the facts and then tell him he can't go.
We're going to leave Saturday morning and be back before dark Sunday night.
I see. But just who is this Scott?
He's a guy.
Wally, can't you tell us any more about him than that?
He's a guy with black hair.
Well, that's a big help.
He just came to our school, Dad, and his parents bought that big house over on Grant Avenue, and they got a cottage up at the lake, and that's where we're going this weekend. And could I take your fishing rod?
Wally, look, your father and I are going to have to talk this over, and we're going to have to find out a little bit more about it.
See, Wally, I told you you couldn't go.
Beaver, we haven't said that yet.
Gee, Dad, I gotta know now, on account of Scott's gonna call me tonight, and if I can't tell him, he's gonna ask someone else.
Well, Wally, if you'd tell us a little more about it, we might be able to decide.
Well, Lumpy Rutherford's going, and his parents are a whole lot worse. I mean, they're a lot stricter than you guys are.
Well, Wally, maybe if I could talk to the boy's parents, then we could...
Hello, Cleaver resident. Okay, just a second. Hey, Wally, it's for you.
Could I be excused?
Go ahead, Wally. I'll clear the table.
Who was it?
A guy.
Oh.
Hello? Oh, hi, Scott.
Hey, hi, Wally.
Is it all set? Can you go?
Well, I was just about to ask my parents now.
Well, for God's sakes, man. Come on, snap it up. Ask them. Yeah, sure. Hey, Dad, it's Scott. He wants to know, can I go?
Oh, we haven't finished discussing it, Wally. Call him back.
Hey, Scott, can I call you back?
No.
Hey, Dad, he says I can't call him back. He's got to know right now.
Well, can I speak to one of his parents?
Hey, Scott, my dad wants to speak to one of your parents.
They're not here.
Oh. Hey, Dad, his parents aren't home.
Well, see if there's someone there I can talk to. We can't shout from room to room.
Okay. Hey, Scott, is there someone there my pop can talk to? Okay, find somebody. Hey, Dad.
Where's your father?
He went in the other room to shout.
Here you are, Dad.
Hello? Hello? Oh, there's no one on the phone.
Yeah, Dad, he went to get someone for you to talk to.
Oh.
Hey, Wally, listen, there's nobody here for your old man to talk to.
This is not Wally, son. This is his old man.
Oh, well, excuse me, sir. I'm really very sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Scott, we'd like to know a little bit more about this weekend trip. Is it all right with your parents?
Well, yes, sir. I checked with them. It's perfectly all right. They said I could invite three or four of the fellas to go along with me. All the others have permission already.
I see. Well,
Gee, Dad, I'm counting on it.
Well, Scott, if it's all right with your parents and if Wally's other friends all have permission, I guess he can go. Here's Wally.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Okay, Scott, I guess it's all set. That's great.
That was the Scott boy.
And you gave Wally permission to go.
How did you know?
Because you look like you wish you hadn't.
Boy, Wally, I never thought you'd get away with it.
Wally didn't get away with anything, Beaver. Scott says it's all right with his parents, and two or three of Wally's classmates are going.
Well, what time are the boy's parents going to pick you up, Wally?
Oh, well, well, you see, Mom, Scott's got his own car, and all us guys are going to kind of drive up together.
It's a real neat car. It's got racing slicks in the back.
I see. Well, look, you boys go out in the kitchen and get your desserts.
Okay, Mom.
Ward, I don't like the sound of this. I think you gave your permission too soon.
I know, dear, but I was more or less trapped. The other boys all had permission to go, and Wally was set on it. You know, sometimes I wish I were more like my father.
What do you mean?
Well, he never got himself trapped by trying to be a good guy.
Started leaking on the way home, Wally.
Okay, I'll pump and you listen for the leak.
Okay. Can't hear it here. Not here. It's not here either. Keep pumping, Wally. Not here. It's not here.
Well, Beaver, it's got to be someplace. You listened all around the tire.
Hey, I know where it is.
Where?
Well, in the front tire. I just remembered.
How could you forget which tire it was?
Well, when I was riding, the bike was facing the other way.
Boy, you know something, Beaver? Sometimes I think you're a real dumb kid.
It doesn't count what you think. You're just my brother.
Hi, Min.
Hi, Min.
Hey, Wally, you all set for Saturday? We're going to pick you up about 10 o'clock, aren't we, Scott?
Yeah, that ought to put us up to the lake, about noon. Oh, and Wally, you better bring some jeans and a sweatshirt. We may go to a party Saturday night.
You might have to smuggle that stuff up there, Wally. I saw Mom putting out some clean shirts for you.
Hey, we're all chipping in on the food, Wally. So you bring some canned beans and hot dogs and stuff that won't go rotten while we're driving up there.
Okay. Gee, Scott, won't your mom object to cooking that kind of junk?
How could she object? She's not going to be there.
Oh, you mean your mom's not going to be there?
Uh-uh. No, she and Pop are flying to Chicago tonight on business.
Boy, imagine being up at the lake with no wardens around.
You guys can go the whole weekend without washing.
Are all the other guys still going?
Sure. We've got five guys all together.
Hey, Scott, have they still got that girls' camp across the lake?
Yeah, but it's closed for the season.
Gee, that's tough. I was going to give the girls a break.
Okay, Wally, Lumpy and I'll pick you up about 10 in the morning. You'll be out in front with your junk, won't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's all of a sudden the matter with you?
Nothing, Ed. It's just that when you said it was okay with your folks, I thought they'd be up there.
Yeah, but last night on the phone, we finagled your pop into saying yes.
Yeah, but I didn't know we were finagling him. I think he thinks your mom and dad are going to be there.
Oh, now you're afraid they won't let you go.
Won't Mommy and Daddy let you go without a chaperone?
Gee, Wally, I thought you were one of the guys. I mean, what's with all this square bit?
Well, nothing, but I can ask a few questions, can't I?
Well, look, Wally, you and Scott gotta know. Are you going or aren't you?
Well, sure I am. Never said I wasn't going.
Okay, then. Then we'll pick you up about 10.
Now you're getting with it, Wally. We'll have a blast. Sure wish that girls' camp was open.
Wally upstairs packing?
Yes. I told him to take along his blue jacket so it looked nice in front of Scott's parents. Certainly is nice of them to take on such a big undertaking, having all their son's friends up for the weekend.
Yeah, they sound like the kind of mythical, normal parents you read about in magazines. You want me to help you with the dishes?
Oh, no, honey. You read your paper. I'm saving you to wax the floor tomorrow.
Thank you.
taking underwear with you. I thought you only would be there a couple days.
Well, I might fall in the lake or something. You never can tell.
Oh. Hey, Beaver. I want to ask you something.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, do I seem like a pretty grown-up guy to you?
Yeah, sometimes. Except when you get around girls, then you act kind of nutty.
This has got nothing to do with girls. I'm just trying to figure out whether I should tell Mom and Dad that Scott's parents aren't going to be up at the lake.
Well, I'd tell them if I were you.
Yeah, but that's because you're a little guy. When a guy is a little guy, he tells his mom and dad everything that happens. And you know why he does?
Because if he doesn't, he'll get clobbered.
Yeah, but it's a lot different when a guy gets to be my age. He should already know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah, I should. Well, gee, Wally, why don't you just tell Dad when you get back?
What do you mean?
Well, on Monday, just say, you know something, Dad? There won't be parents up there. And that way you'll be telling the truth and you won't spoil your weekend.
You know something, Beaver? You're not such a little kid as I thought you were.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. I guess this is one of those things, the more you think about it, the worse it gets.
Well, it's too bad we're not growing up. Then we wouldn't have to think at all.
Ford, you ought to tell Wally to be polite and watch his manners in front of Scott's parents.
Well, I'll tell him, but with four or five teenagers running around, I doubt they'll know which one's ours.
Well, I guess they're not going to be too much trouble up the lake. Wally says all of the boys are taking food with them.
What are they taking?
Wally says they're all taking canned beans and hot dogs. Don't you think I should put in some canned vegetables?
No, I wouldn't. I'd hate to see a can of peas ruin our boys' social life.
Hello? Oh, hello, Fred. Just a moment. It's Fred Rutherford.
Morning, Fred.
Oh, I trust I didn't wake you up, Ward, old boy.
No, I'm wide awake, Fred, old boy.
It's about this trip my Clarence and the other boys are taking up to the lake.
Yeah, what about it, Fred?
I understand you're allowing your lad to go.
Yes, we told Wally you could go. Aren't you allowing Luffy to, Clarence to go?
Oh, yes. It's just that I wanted to make sure that you and your little woman had given your consent. Some of the other parents called, and I told them I'd get you on the horn and make sure.
Well, Fred, is there anything wrong with letting the boys go up to the lake for the weekend?
Oh, no. I realize this Scott boy's parents have a good deal of money. Naturally, I want Clarence to see more of it. It's just that you and June have put me in a bit of a spot by giving your permission.
Put you in a spot, Fred?
Yes, it seems a little surprising that you'd allow Wally to go away for a weekend with no adult supervision. It just doesn't sound like you parent-wise.
Fred, I've discussed this with Wally, and I happen to know that Scott's parents are going to be there.
I'm afraid your boy is putting you on, Ward. Scott's parents flew to Chicago yesterday.
Are you sure, Fred? Well, look, I'll have to call you back. Yes, Fred. Yeah, thank you. Goodbye. Fred says the boys are going up to the cottage alone. He says Scott's parents aren't going to be there.
So I gathered. But Wally said his parents would be there.
No, thinking back, he just didn't say they wouldn't be there.
Well, Wally's purposely misled us. And you know, it's hard to believe he could be that deceitful.
It's too bad Eddie Haskell isn't mixed up in this. We could blame the whole thing on him.
Well, you're not going to let Wally get away with this, are you?
No, I have no such intention.
Hi. Beaver will be down in a couple minutes.
Yes, well, you sit down, Wally. Everything's ready.
Okay, thanks.
Well, how are you coming with the packing?
Oh, I got all my junk packed.
Oh, then you are planning on going.
Yeah, but first there's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh?
Yeah, there's something that I think you and Mom ought to know. Scott's parents aren't going to be up at the lake.
Well, I'm glad you finally got around to letting us know.
We just heard that from Mr. Rutherford. And we were pretty disturbed that you didn't let us know before.
Well, gee, Mom, I only learned about it yesterday when the guys came by.
Well, why didn't you tell us yesterday after the guys came by?
Well, I was debating whether to tell you or not, and then I figured I couldn't lose anything by packing while I was debating.
Well, I think you should have told us right away.
Well, I think so too, Mom, but I figured it was better telling you now than not telling you at all. Especially with Mr. Rutherford calling and everything. Dad, do you think I could still go?
I don't know, Wally. I think this is something your mother and I should discuss.
What happened, Wally?
Oh, I told them the truth about the trip.
And they said you could go?
No, they're in thinking about it now. You said I should have told them yesterday.
Gee, it's not enough that you tell the truth anymore. Well, it looks like you got to tell it the right time or you still get clobbered.
Yeah, something like that. Mom and Dad are in the other room discussing it now.
Uh-oh. When they don't discuss stuff in front of you, that's bad. What do you think they're saying?
I don't know. They're probably saying reasons why I should go and reasons why I shouldn't go. Then Dad will think the whole thing over and do what he thinks is best.
Yeah. Well, if you want, you and me could go camping in the backyard, Wally.
Wally!
Be right there, Dad.
Doesn't look good, Wally.
Now, why would you say that?
Well, when they come in to see you, that means it's good news. But when you got to go in and see them, that means it's crummy news.
Yes, Dad?
Wally, I'm sorry, but we've decided it would be unwise to let you go on the trip.
Ah, Dad.
Wally, we hate to do this to you, but we honestly feel it's for the best.
But, gee, all the other guys' folks are letting them go.
Yes, son, and that's the oldest dodge in the world. You know, so-and-so's parents are letting them do it. Why can't I?
Lumpy Rutherford used that on his parents when he thought you were going.
See, Wally, it isn't really a good argument at all. For instance, suppose a lot of boys' parents let them go to the moon in a rocket ship. That wouldn't be any reason for letting you go.
Gee, Dad, I don't know any guys that are going to the moon. I just want to go up to the lake.
I don't think you're trying very hard to see the point, Wally.
But look, Dad, you know me. I'm not the kind of guy that goes around getting in trouble.
Well, that's not it, son. Look, try and see it through our eyes. We don't know Scott. We haven't met his parents. We don't even know whether he has their permission to invite you boys up to the lake.
Boy, Scott and all the other guys are going to think I'm some kind of a mama's boy.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way about it, Wally, because we really like for you to take responsibility and go places and do things on your own. But we just feel that there's too much against this deal.
Yes, sir. Boy, might as well be in jail.
Dear, to make up for this, maybe we could do something real nice for Wally over the weekend.
No, June. I think he'll be a lot happier sulking in his room.
Hi, Wally.
Hi.
Hey, where's your clothes and food and stuff?
I didn't bring any.
How come?
I'm not going.
You're not going? Why not?
My folks won't let me.
Oh, no. Now, look, Wally, three guys have chickened out already. I mean, I thought you were one guy that knew how to handle his parents.
Well, what's the strain?
My father just doesn't want me going, that's all.
Oh, what's wrong, Wally? Knowing the tucky in at beddy time?
Lay off, Lump.
Okay. You don't catch my parents treating me like a baby.
Clarence! Your father's on the phone. He wants to talk to you.
All right, Mrs. Cleaver. My father just forgot to say goodbye to me.
Boy, you're really going to be missing a big weekend, Wally. I was going to get my pop's boat out. We're going to have a real ball.
Well, look, Scott, if you'd have told me in the first place that your parents weren't going to be up there, maybe I could have arranged it, but this way it just looks like I'm trying to be sneaky.
Sure, Wally, but that's the way you have fun.
Where are you going, Mom? I'm going home. And when I get there, my pop's going to kill me.
for some weekend this is going to be.
Well, maybe some of the other guys can go.
No, not with the parents on the phone talking to each other. I'll probably wind up with no one being able to go.
Look, Scott, I'm sorry I goofed up your weekend.
Yeah, forget it. Hey, Wally. I bet I know what you and the other guys are thinking.
What do you mean?
You're thinking what a lucky guy I am to be able to come and go and do what I want without anybody saying I can't.
Well, isn't that what you want?
Yeah, I'm going to make a big noise like that's what I want. Just once, I wish my old man would care enough for me to tell me not to do something.
Well, what are you going to do then?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe old Ernie can still go, and we'll take our beans and hot dogs and go up to the lake and make like we're having a big time.
Is Wally up in his room?
No, I think he's out in the garage with Beaver.
I hope he doesn't hold it too much against us. Not letting him go.
Oh, I don't think he will. At his age, kids have a pretty good sense of justice. Even if they won't admit it.
Not here. Not here either. Here it is, Wally.
Okay, let's get the tire off and fix it.
Gee, Wally, thanks a lot. You know, Wally, I figured you're going to be sore at Mom and Dad for a couple of weeks on a car that didn't let you go up to the lake.
Nah, there's no percentage in being a sorehead, Beav.
What do you mean?
Well, like report cards are going to be coming out pretty soon, and I'm going to be wanting to get my own car. There's no use having more things working against you than you have to.
You know, Wally, you're almost too smart to be fixing just tires.
Pipe down.
Is it possible to cheat on an English test without even knowing you're cheating? Yes, it is. If you're Beaver Cleaver, don't cheat yourself out of this fine episode of Leave It to Beaver, episode 167. It's coming up next on TV Land.